This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The partners involved in the Community First project in Macomb say the experience has been like a roller coaster ride. There have been a lot of ups and downs since the proposal became public a couple years ago. The leaders involved feel they're rounding the final turn and a decision is close. Community First is a proposed collaboration between the school district, the city, the YMCA of McDonough County, and McDonough District Hospital. They're talking about building a complex that would include a middle school, a rec center, an aquatic facility, and other features. School Superintendent Patrick Toomey, Mayor Mike Ginman, and YMCA CEO Carla Teslica stopped by the Tri-State's Public Radio studios to talk about it. They say it's been a challenge working on a project of this scope that involves public and private entities. At times it felt as though the project stalled, but then it regained momentum. The school district and the city are now each working to secure a low-interest loan from the USDA to help pay for the project. The amount each will request will be decided once the partners know the estimated cost of the building. And Toomey says it's still too soon to know whether the project will become a reality.
I can't speak for the other partners, and I can't speak on behalf of their boards. I think where we're at in terms of process is getting close to having the necessity of having our boards or representative of our boards meet with us.
I would agree. That whole process has got us to the point where, as Dr. Toomey said, We're close to being able to take this to our respective boards and saying this is where we're at. We've done what we feel is our due diligence in getting a project that we now believe we need to have some discussions with the stakeholders on our respective boards and saying here's what we'd like to do. Can you support that? And at the end of the day, we'll have a mechanism identified on how that gets paid for.
We are excited to be able to partner up with people in the community to provide something that's a quality of life issue, I believe, in the city of Macomb. I think that having a pool access outdoor type pool would really add something to the community, would draw people into the community, whether that be to live or to visit. Either way, they need to get gas on the way out of town or eat something. So it's just something I think that this community really deserves and needs. And I think that we, together, we can really partner and make it a great thing.
How would the cost of this be divvied up? Would it be 25% for each group or how would this be done?
That's a good question, Rich. So as you know, the McDonough County passed the 1 cent school facility sales tax. And so I'll use that as an example, but it'll be true throughout the project. So while this is one project, the walls of the project are very clearly defined which part of the project belongs to whom. And so the 1 cent facility sales tax, it's pretty clear. It can only be used for school facilities. Mm-hmm. So no part of the other part of the building could the 1 cent sales tax be used to help fund. And so when we look at the drawings with the architect, it's color-coded, clearly defined. And so if my portion ends up being 60% of the facility, I'll pay 60%. And I say I, not me personally, the school district will be paying for 60%. So those are the final details we're hammering out as we speak now, and the architect is delineating exactly that, the wall barrier, so we can see exactly which portion would belong to who.
Have you settled on a site?
So when you do a flyover of Macomb, and this is another thing we've discussed, right, you can see there's only there's not very many spots available that could house a project of this magnitude. However, when you talk about a specific site, we are not prepared to talk about specific sites at this point, although we've looked at multiple sites. There are probably still multiple sites on the table for us. Really not until we come to complete agreement where the site location is going to be. That would be the first time we should disclose what we're thinking about in terms of the actual site.
And I think you understand, Rich, if we were to disclose a handful of locations, the price of those locations would likely increase exponentially, given the fact that often units of government are perceived to have, bottomless pockets. So it's not that we don't want to share that. It just would be imprudent for us to identify those locations now. And as we get towards the end of this process, we'll be able to enter into some discussions with a potential property owner if that were the case, and have the benefit of having those discussions held, not to benefit any individual necessarily, but to get the best deal for the taxpayers.
Are these all sites the partners would have to acquire, or are you considering any sites that are currently owned by one of the partners?
I don't believe any of the partners own any of the sites that we're looking at.
Dr. Patrick Toomey is superintendent of the Macomb School District. He was joined by Mayor Mike Inman and YMCA CEO Carla Teslica in talking about the Community First Project. The boards of the various partners must still weigh in on the project, and the public still has a chance to offer input. We'll hear about that tomorrow. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.